welcome to a Wednesday Sports Line, the Bulldog Hour. Kevin Bray alongside. We'll take you to three. Hand it off to our good friend Phil Bonatti. His fine show behind the bench. Take you to 6 o'clock. Giants already done as they win in Pittsburgh. The Giants, the Pirates, and the Mets over the last 2 weeks have proven that home field advantage means nothing, evidently, in Major League Baseball, because between those three teams playing one another, at least the Giants playing those two teams home and road, you played 12 games and the road team won 10 of them. So for the Giants, the good news was, or I guess hopefully carrying forward will be, that they were able to win 4-6 on the road trip after losing all six at home to the same two teams. We'll see. Talk more about the Giants and the entirety of the schedule a little bit later on, courtesy of Ed Dunkel and his fine business. Precision Civil Engineering, again, planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management, all there under one roof, 449-4500 or precisioneng.net for more information. And when we get to the schedule for both 1430 and 790, I'll tell you all about Engineering Yardage, the great fundraiser Ed has for Fresno State football and the Lyles College Engineering at Fresno State. And we are closing in big time with the kickoff, of course, on the 23rd of August in Lawrence, Kansas on Big Fox. So true national TV, Channel 26 for that game. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Jack Furtig, as always, with me on a Wednesday to talk basketball. We'll get to our good friend in just a moment. But first, our other lead dogs, again, as always, want to spend some time with you. Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing allow me the time every day to tell you about the weather. Again, terrific local people. Been in the Central Valley in NorCal since 1981. You see the avocado green and blue trucks all over the place. Had them in to do work even during COVID. Really professional people. Very timely. If you need anything at all, make sure you hit them up, 825-5337. That's 825-LEES or leesair.com on the web. They also allow us to bring you our guests like Jack Furtig and Phil, also the callers from the general public, through the leesair.com hotline, which is 559-320-1430. As far as the forecast goes, I'm not saying it's looking like August and finally looking like summer because we're still fairly cool, but we are getting to where we're used to be. You're used to be hanging around and will be in the future, okay? And that is a 99 today, then a 101 scheduled for tomorrow. The forecast goes 101, 103 on Friday, 104 on Saturday, and then 103, 102 through Monday, 100, 101, and then back to 99 next Thursday, a week from tomorrow. So not overly burdensome, but not as cool as it has been. And the lows now are starting to creep up toward the mid-70s, and that's one of the things we really had going for us. As you know, the lows have been in the 60s, which makes it very nice overnight and also a lot cooler in the morning. But again, you can't complain because we've had summers like last year. We're up around 110, 114. So far, this has been a very mild 2025 summer, but a long way to go. Anyway, thanks to everybody at Lee's for allowing us the time. Again, leesair.com, 825-5337, 825-LEES, anything you need, central air, plumbing, heating, or roofing. The other couple of reminders here. One comes courtesy of our local operators at KFC, Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman, proud sponsors of the Bulldog Bread Collective at Fresno State. And that's a great step forward for the university to have a great international, national, and local company like KFC aboard. Right now, they're celebrating the promotion of F1, the movie, the terrific Brad Pitt movie. By the way, Brad Pitt's mother just passed away at age 84. So I'm sure for Brad and the family right now with all the promotion, I think out of the way for the movie. This is the time to settle in and try to deal with the situation. I know it was said, understandably so, by the Pitt family that they, even at age 84, they weren't ready for her to be moving on to greater things above. But that is what happened. And condolences, obviously, out. I'm sure everybody in Hollywood very much in contact with Brad Pitt. The movie itself, terrific, by the way, F1, the movie, and that is something being promoted by KFC. And because of that, they were able to offer their great $7 Phillips at a limited time now, and that means crispy chicken, tasty tenders, or the classic famous bowl, each with a drink, sides, and even sweet pie poppers, and you can top it all off, peaches and cream sweet lightning soda, which is brand new. $7 for that offer. Also, every Tuesday, the long-standing offer that's been there, long enough that Clovis Dave, I think, has been there for 50 consecutive Tuesdays now. Dave, email me and let me know if that's accurate. But they have the 8-piece $10 bucket. And again, you can get the 8 pieces of dark meat chicken, or you've got the original recipe tenders there for just $10. So terrific deals at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, Kerman. You stop by and see them, pick up a bucket or two, and tell those local operators thanks for being part of the solution at Fresno State, as everybody there trying to level the playing field the best they can for NIL monies, not just across the country, obviously, but for Fresno State within the confines of the conference. Though, as we've talked, you have to be worried beyond just your conference, because you can have players cherry-picked by anybody across the country, particularly those with bigger budgets. And one more time, you've got $20.5 million that in theory can go directly from the university to student-athletes to pay them, but then you've got the separate NIL monies, sponsorship monies, and that's the reason that it's so important to have entities like KFC aboard so that you've got the chance to compete. And so we thank everybody at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman for jumping aboard the Bulldog Bread Collective. I'll tell you more about the collective a little bit later on. And then finally, our good and longtime friend Joe Cruz and his terrific business, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply. Want to remind you how to donate to Fresno State. Again, Joe's celebrating 25th anniversary of his terrific business. Been a booster at Fresno State for over 3 decades. Mention this every day. Whether you're working at a plant, if you're a maintenance purser, a person, anybody around, a boiler service, anything along those lines where you're relying upon valves or hoses or whatever it might be from an industrial standpoint, if you've got a valve from, in particular, going down, and it will crash on you if you leave it alone, if it's got a problem already. You give Joe a call, you give Gabe, who works for Joe, a call, or you hit him up on his email, and they will solve the issue as quickly as they can. They'll get to you with same-day service, same-day estimate. Again, everything there under one roof at 4529 North Marty Avenue in Town, Suite 103, or you can give them a call at 266-7473, which is 266-PIPE, or more information on the web, superiorpipeusa.com, or Gabe has a direct email, gabe.sps@gmail.com. They've got the pipe fittings, the valves, the sanitary fittings, the food-grade chemical hoses, the great suction hoses, everything there to make sure that whatever problem you might have, if you do have an issue, they can solve it for you before it affects your bottom line. It's a family-friendly business. You stop in, Joe and Gabe will tell you what they can do for you after they analyze what your issues might be. And then if you have some time, Joe will tell you what he does for Fresno State in the way of donation. Talk about it every day. The best avenue right now, go to the main website at GoBulldogs.com. There's a donate link there. Click on that. Take you to different areas. BulldogFoundation.org is there. Myers Champion Circle. Information for tickets and parking for all events on campus. And then finally, under ways to give, the individual sports club, so your money goes directly to that sport. Quarterback club for football. Timeout club for men's basketball. Jack Furtick coming up in just a moment to talk basketball on the board of directors of the Timeout Club. And Jack has said, if you want more information, join the Timeout Club. Give him a call directly on his cell, 559-287-3305, or hit him up, FurtickJack@AOL.com. Also, there are links there for other men's sports, Dugout Club, for instance, for baseball, and women's sports as well. All of it under ways to give. And then finally, as we mentioned earlier when we were talking about KFC, you have the critically important collective that is Bulldog Bread. Marcus McMurrian took over. Chris started it at the station, handed it off to Marcus. Marcus is doing a great job. Any donation you might have, any sponsorship idea, big or small, he wants to hear from you. Again, bulldogbread.com, bread as in on the table, BREAD.com. He'll get back to you as soon as possible. And again, those NIL monies are separate from the money. The university has everything under one house, if you will, right now, but it doesn't mean that those NIL monies count toward the $20.5 million. That's not how it works. So you need to, if you have an idea, contact Marcus, bulldogbread.com, and he will channel you to the right direction. And so it's something that's very important right now. Anyway, thanks to Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe Stainless Supply, for allowing us the time to tell you how to donate to Fresno State. Thanks to the local operators at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. Thanks to everybody at Lee's Air, Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. And thanks to Ed Dunkel and his terrific business, Precision Civil Engineering, all there trying to be part of the solution for what we need to get done at Fresno State to move forward. To talk about that, we bring in our good friend and basketball analyst supreme. It is Mr. Jack Furtig. Jack, how you doing?
Doing well, Tony. Doing well.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Jack. Jack, I need to get back to something you and I were talking about briefly last week. Henry had sent me an email again, guys. TDAD1@att.net. TDAD, the number one, at att.net. Get back to you as soon as possible. The question that Henry had, and it's a very, very long email. He's a big Paul George fan, so that relates nicely to Fresno State, of course. Paul George had a terrific career here, and actually better career in the NBA than he had at Fresno State, and is still, of course, playing. But he said, look, Henry did. He wanted to see Paul play for Henry's favorite team, the Warriors, and we talked about the fact that Paul thought he was going there, but as it turned out, he wasn't. And Henry said, you know, I'm reading all about Jonathan Kuminga and the drama right now in the Bay Area because he's a restricted free agent. He said Paul George was an unrestricted free agent a year ago, yet in Henry's view, he doesn't see much of a difference in regard to leverage as far as choosing where you go. So he said, hey, what is the fundamental difference here? How come Paul George didn't have a greater say than a Jonathan Kuminga? Okay, Jack, let's handle it this way. Paul George did have a greater say in that he could go wherever he wanted to without compensation, provided the team he went to had enough cap room for him. And what happened with Paul George, the only way he could get to the Warriors would be for a sign-and-trade to take place because the Warriors did not have the cap room. He thought they could get it done. He thought that the players were in place that would create a need that the Clippers had and that the Warriors would then get Paul George and everybody be happy. What, as you know, Jack, and we talked about it, he wasn't aware of is that Steve Ballmer and Joe Lacob are not going to aid and abet the other. That's all there is to it. And so they couldn't make a deal, and that meant Paul George had to chase the money to a place, Philadelphia, where he didn't necessarily want to go. Or let's put it this way, it wasn't his first choice. The difference, Henry, with Kuminga is Kuminga wants to get paid. The Warriors cannot pay him what he wants under the structure they have right now. He also wants playing time, and as we've talked, he's a soloist. The Warriors are an ensemble group led by the orchestra. The jazz quartet is led by Steph Curry. That Kuminga wants out, but he can only go and sign on somewhere else and have the Warriors opt to match it or not match it. The problem is, nobody else, Henry, has cap room that's interested in Kuminga to be able to offer him what he wants unless they can get players traded to the Warriors, because you can't just cut players. If you do that, you have dead cap money. So you have to arrange a trade if you're going to go somewhere, and nobody has cap room this summer, and the two teams that he wants to go to or want him, Phoenix and Sacramento, don't have cap room. They have to have a sign and trade. And, Jack, it just isn't plausible with what is being offered. So I would say this, Jack, anybody who thinks that you get the same leverage as an unrestricted free agent, I think they're a little bit misled. Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the difference between restricted and unrestricted. You know, what the definition of the word is. The other way that they could get it done is to get multiple teams involved. But that takes, you know, every time you add another team, you add more complicated issues. And I guess nobody was either that interested or had the kind of money that he wanted, or had players, because when you make trades, you have to also balance the salaries. I mean, yep. You can't trade a big salaried player for a guy on his rookie contract. You have to balance it out somewhere. That's why you see so many guys involved in a trade, and as soon as they get to the team, they get released. You know, they were just there to balance the money. Kuminga, I think it's, I don't know really the intricacies of it, and there's always more than meets the eye, but it would probably be best for him this year to capitulate to the Warriors' wishes of playing team basketball, and they'll have ISOs for him. I mean, they did it for Durant, even though they ran their movement offense. They would do it if they felt they could count on him. But I think that there's just a distrust between what he thinks he can do and what the Warriors want him to do. And, you know, I think he's a talented guy, and it's tough to say they're going to be stuck with him because it's tough to be stuck with talent, but that's what it looks like, because I don't see, like you said, I don't see anybody offering him the money he wants. And, you know, it's not like he's in the, bread line anywhere. You know, he's still making pretty good money. Let it go this year, and I think next year he becomes an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, you're right. And look, it's so complicated because of the reasons you cited. He is a wonderfully talented guy, but in that system, we saw guys like Kelly Oubre Jr., for instance, who were able to score with the Warriors, but could not ever enmesh himself in what they wanted. And Kuminga has been fighting it for a number of years, even though he's won an NBA title with it. And you know this, Jack, there's two things that are complicating this whole situation. One is that Joe Lacob, the Warrior owner, really loves Kuminga's athleticism and has an eye out for the fact that in 3 years, more than likely, Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, probably Steve Kerr as well, they're all going to be gone. They're going to either be on another team, and more than likely they're all going to be retired. Certainly Curry will be. And because of it, Lacob is looking at the future and says, you know, a very young guy, because Kuminga was a very young guy when they drafted him in 2020, right. He can be one of the faces of this franchise going forward. So he loves the way he excites the crowd, Kuminga does. And then that's balanced by the fact that he doesn't fit in with the Warriors' style of play, which may not be the same style of play, by the way, when Steve Kerr retires. So he's caught there. And then on the other side of this, and this comes to more to the point and what I wanted to talk about because it relates to the college game. Jack, you and I both know that what's going on with Kuminga, and has been for a while, is not just his own desire. Again, it's really funny. Henry had mentioned that I had said to you several weeks ago that the exact words were, Kuminga is a soloist. The Warriors are an ensemble group. Okay. Monty Poole said the exact same words earlier today, and I haven't talked to Monty, who's a terrific writer and a great guy in the Bay Area. I've been for a long time. But it's because we're all viewing the same thing. We're viewing a guy who wants to break out and do the solo while everybody else wants him to stay within the quartet. Okay, that's our quintet in this case. Okay, that's how it works. But also, you and I both know, Jack, in addition to the money, which is going to be there no matter what, you have friends and family and agents and everybody in your ear saying, you need to get the ball more. You need to do this more. You've seen it happen in the college game. You've seen it destroy teams from within, right? It's the hangers-on sometimes that destroy everything. And you don't want the guy who 10 years later goes, you know what, I really should have listened. Because that is very small consolation, right, when somebody screws up the whole thing. Isn't that the case?
Oh, yeah. There are people who live their lives through their friends or,
right,
you know, or whoever they've befriended. And because of it, they want to see that person succeed, because the more they succeed, the more they feel they themselves have succeeded. So, you know, they want what's best. And a lot of times, I mean, when you hand, I've been on teams where guys want to see the stat sheet immediately after the game. And the,
right,
if the first thing they look at is their line, then you got somebody who, you know, better be Wilt Chamberlain. You know, he could look at his line and see that he averaged 50 for the year, then you don't mind it.
Right.
But some other guys, you know, there are guys I know when I was at USC, we did something really special with offensive rebounding. And I know after games, a lot of our big guys would get the thing and look and see how many offensive rebounds the team had, as opposed to some other guys who wanted to see how many points or rebounds, assists they had. And, you know, when it's called a team for a reason. You know, I talked about this before. Unless you're talking about the Ryder Cup, golf is an individual sport. Now,
right,
when you have team golf, like let's say in college, the only way you can help the team is to win. I mean, you know, unless you're doing collective score. But, I mean, if you're talking about, you know, we have whatever it is, seven matches and we have to win four of them to win this, the only, to lose and then cheer everybody on, you know, you're not doing anybody any favors. So it looks like you're a nice guy. But in team sports, you do need the guys to cheer people on. And I'll tell you what's interesting is Brandon Bakke, who played here at Fresno State, was signed by Gary Colson, and then his senior year played for Jerry Tarkanian. Brandon is coming out with a book that is talking about the role of the bench player. And what you have to realize on a team, let's say a basketball team, pretty much on almost every basketball team, two-thirds of it are bench players, because you can play five and usually at 15.
Right.
So, you know, for whatever, you know, the case, you've got more guys on the bench than you do on the floor, and you need the guys on the bench to be for the guys on the floor. And I'm not saying just 10 guys for five. I'm saying 10 total. It may not be the same 10, because you may have different fives, you know, grouping on the floor. You need everybody on the same page. And if you're running an offense, which is, you know, ISO, bring the ball down, the first guy who gets it, you know, maybe you set a screen for him, maybe you clear the floor for him. If that's the case, then, yeah, you need individual players. And that's why I know a lot of people were anti-Carmelo Anthony, because he's pretty much an ISO player. Kevin Durant can play both, in both situations. In the Warriors' case, they really don't run, for the most part, they run a team offense. They run a pick and cut. Guys have to move and replace and get others open. And when you have a guy like Steph Curry, you want to get him open, because he's going to knock down shots, and that's how you win. And you have a guy like Draymond Green who can get the ball to open guys. And you got a guy like Jimmy Butler who may not be a three-point shooter, but can take the ball to the basket and usually finish. And all of those guys are good free throw shooters. If you're playing a team game, you need guys buying into the team. And if you don't, if you have a guy who's more interested in himself, we saw it last year at Fresno State when there was a guy who,
Aguilar,
when he was doing well, was fine. Yeah, and when he wasn't, he was not a team player.
He sulked.
And as it turns
he sulked
out,
is what he did, Jack. He stood on the court and sulked and then started bitching and moaning. Yeah, that's what he did.
And did it while he was on the floor at the defensive end, which now you're playing, you know, four against five. So that guy did not make it through the season. And that's what happens on most teams. It's tough to do it in the NBA where you have salaried guys, especially if the owner really likes that player. Because the owner's the guy who's signing the checks. And, you know, like you said, Joe Lacob likes Kuminga to the point where he thinks he might be the face of the franchise someday. That makes it more difficult because, you know, I mean, the owner's the owner. You know, he's making a lot of money, but he's sure putting a lot of it on the line, too. So,
and he's got a lot of investors. Yeah, and we talked about it, Jack, that those guys all dressed in black suits and ties behind the Warrior bench, those are investors, most of them from Silicon Valley. Almost all of them are venture capitalists. And as you know, venture capitalists expect payback in a relative hurry from their investment. It's the reason we've talked about this, and you have, about how patient your benefactors are going to be collegiately, pick the sport, right? If it's someone who is deeply ingrained in the university, for instance, if it's someone who grew up in Auburn, Alabama, and all he cares about is being a Tiger or a War Eagle, take your pick, whatever you want to call him moniker-wise, and he lives that, he's never going to give up the ghost, never. So even if the team is 0-11, he may be in the athletic director's ear big time, but he's still going to write those checks. However, other guys that are more transactional are not going to continue to write the checks. And in the Warriors' case, they have got, they call the Chase Center the ATM because it is a license to print money. It also is a high overhead, high reward, high risk proposition. They almost lost their shorts because COVID hit right about the time they were opening that thing. And they're very lucky that they had that kind. The other thing, Jack, and it's something that cannot be overstated, sometimes the best decision you make, and you know this, is the trade you don't make. And I think back in Warrior Land when there was, and this is early in Splash Brother time, before any of the titles, there was a split in the Warrior front office about whether they should deal Klay Thompson, if you remember, for Kevin Love, who was having a terrific start to his career in Minnesota. And it was Jerry West who, as the consultant to the Warriors, said, don't do it. And if you make that trade and you trade Klay Thompson away, I will resign. And it was that close. And you think back now, no knock against Kevin Love, but the Warriors would not have been the Warriors without Klay Thompson. Which, in his prime, I'm talking about, because people may have forgotten, you haven't. Klay Thompson in his prime was not only a great shooter, he always has been, he still is, though he's not quite as proficient as he has been in the past, but he was a great, great two-way player. One of the best on-the-ball defenders at 6'7", and it enabled Steph Curry to always take the lesser guard defensively. I bring it up, Jack, because Kuminga has a tremendous pool of talent at his disposal. His arsenal is unlimited. He can do everything. I know his three-point shooting is down in the 30 to 31%. He can fix that. But he can play defense if he wants to. He can rebound if he wants to. He is spectacular. Mike Breen doing, of course, the NBA for ABC, but also for the Knicks, said he has nuclear talent. But the question is, Jack, if you hold on to him, and the owner wants you to, 3 or 4 years from now, do you say that was the greatest decision we ever made? Or do you say you completely screwed up the last few years of Steph Curry and that Jimmy Butler Draymond Green trio because the spacing is going to be a disaster? There's no way to know that, is there? No way.
No, I mean, I can tell you the answer to that, but it would take me 3 or 4 years. I mean, that's what it is. You know, it was the same thing when Jerry West said something, you know, that's an E.F. Hutton to date myself. Jerry West spoke, you better listen. And same thing, that you said the Warriors wouldn't be the Warriors without that move that Jerry West suggested they not make. The Lakers would not have been the Lakers had they not listened to him to draft this kid, you know, high school kid
out of
Lower Marion, you know, when everybody said, why are you taking 18-year-old Kobe Bryant? You know, I mean, come on, this guy is a kid. And Jerry West just knew. I mean, one of the things about Jerry was he just, as good a player as he was, that's as good a talent evaluator as he was, too. And, you know, luckily the Lakers listened to him when he said to pick Kobe, and luckily the Warriors listened to him when he said don't deal play.
That's why he has so many titles as a player. I mean, obviously the Celtics stopped a lot of that as a player, but as a player slash front office executive, he has so many. Also the Shaquille O'Neal maneuvering all of that. There's never been a better administrator. The problem is the game itself just tore him up because he couldn't even watch. He would walk around, whether it was the forum or wherever, he would walk around the whole game. He could not watch the game itself. That's how consumed he was by it. Jack, the reason I bring all this up is not just to answer Henry's questions, and Henry, I hope it does answer your questions. This is the chance for us to do it, obviously, during the summer. But it goes back again, Jack, to this issue of how you can or cannot administrate, never mind coaching. A lot of guys could coach. X's and O's, they can coach. But how you can administrate a team when you know that guys are going to leave on you. I brought this up to you before. The Paul Westhead experiment with LMU, and one of the reasons it was working was because he had tremendous talent in guys like Bo Kimball out there. Sure. And, you know, they had some really good guys out there on that team. But it also was something where you could put five guys out there, as you just brought up, and say, you know what, first one open, let it fly.
Yeah.
Do you lean more toward that kind of basketball approach these days? Is it acquire talent the best you can and then just let them go out there and almost play schoolyard ball as much as it might offend your sensibilities as a coach because you know that is pretty quickly replaceable every year?
Well, yeah, that is one way to look at it. And in today's the modern plan right now, that's not so far from the way it ought to be. Although, you know, as a guy who was in coaching for my whole life, it'd be tough to say, you know, go ahead, chuck and duck. I mean, you know, you want to feel like you have some input into this other than just gathering talent. And I think you can do both. But you are going to have to change. It used to be in the pro game, you had to be able to manage egos, which is why everybody says far and away the best choice for the Dream Team, the original Dream Team, was Chuck Daly. Because Chuck was so good at dealing with guys. With, you know, he'd call a timeout, and he would look at the guys, and he would say, okay, what do you guys think we should run? I mean, that's empowering the team. Now, he knows what he wants, and he's hoping that they're going to say something he wants. But, you know, that's how you do it. I remember one time I scouted a game at USC, and I said, you know, they have two really good shooters. When those guys get out of the game, we ought to go zone. And sure enough, those guys get out of the game, and there's a media timeout, and I said, we ought to go zone and come over And I know George Raveling said to him, okay, yeah, Jack's saying your guys are out of the game, we ought to go zone. What do you guys want to do? And they went, no, let's play man-to-man. And I'm thinking, well, come on. You know, what did I scout this for? And George said, okay, we're going man-to-man. Jack, give him the matchups. I match him up, go out there. And he turned to me and he goes, now they put it on themselves. They know that you think the best thing to do is this, and they overrode it, but now it's on them. So they're out there, and sure enough, Dwayne Cooper, who was a great leader, our point guard, ended up getting drafted by the Lakers. It was a nice situation. You get drafted as a point guard when Magic is there. So, you know, you're not in for too many minutes. But he was a great leader, and sure enough, he took the guys out in a huddle after we had huddled. And I asked him after the game, I said, Coop, what'd you say? He said, I told them, look, you know what we're supposed to do, and yet we're overriding it. We better make this work. So
right.
You know, that's what you're doing now. Today's model, like you said, if you win, it means you've done things well. I mean, unless you're Pete Carril and you can get guys to buy in to the Princeton offense, when you really don't have a star, maybe without not counting Bill Bradley, if you have guys and you win because of your offense and you can substitute different guys in and have the same result because of what you're doing, you're not going to get guys to go into the portal because they're not going to be that attractive because
right.
They're not guys who, like you said, they're not guys who can score on their own. They need other people. And they have a nice bond, and the fact that it's an Ivy League school and those guys were there for a little more than just basketball, that I think, unless you're going to do that, you might be right. You might be right. Get them and showcase guys and have it like a G League team where what you're trying to do is win, but the main thing you're trying to do for each guy is to get him better so he can go to the NBA. And this is
right.
What college has become. You're going to try to get the guy better so he can go to a higher level school and make more NIL money.
And Jack, and therein lies the problem, okay? And I know we have a few minutes to go here, but in regard to Fresno State, and again, we're in a waiting period right now. I'll ask you if there's any update because I've not talked to Vance in the last few weeks. But Jack, the reality, if you're at a Fresno State right now, as much as you would like to get them out there and just let them fly and let them do it, you know this. The level of talent that you can acquire across the board, I'm not saying any individual, you might luck into one or two that are even better than you thought, but to be able to get the level of talent to beat a cohesive unit somewhere else is going to be tough. And that is, I think, the real dilemma you have, right? I mean, you want to showcase talent. You want to be ready to fill in gaps if you have to every year. But you also know if, for whatever the reason, other guys are able to hold on to players, you are going to be at a distinct disadvantage when you're playing within conference. That having been said, when you look at this roster for Fresno State right now, do you see the potential for immediate cohesiveness on this roster, or is it truly to be determined? Because I've said it looks to me like the makings of what Mark Few kind of started with up in Spokane, which is international players, etc. The difference was he didn't have guys leaving every year. So where are we at right
yeah.
now?
Well, the one thing I think that Fresno State has is Vance's system is pretty much a system which will highlight a guy. I mean, a guy gets the ball and he has the opportunity.
Right,
to,
if he can shoot
open,
it, absolutely. Yeah.
Right, to
yeah.
if he's open, knock down a three. And if he's not open, make a play and, you know, get into the paint and score or kick it to somebody. So you are highlighted. It's not a Princeton type offense. So, you know, you can, and what that does is maybe highlight a guy who's going to leave, but I think you're going to get a guy who's maybe at a little lower level, who's the top dog there, who's saying, you know what, I want to go to Fresno State. It's a level above where I'm playing, and it highlights me. So, you know, I'd like it. So that's all it is now, is you're just feeding on others, whether it's international players that you hope nobody else knows, or
right.
it's players, let's say, from the WAC or from the Big South or from conferences like that, or for example, Dalton Knecht from Northern Colorado, who goes to Tennessee and is second in the country to Zach Edey for Player of the Year. So the one thing that Tennessee did there, and they did it again last year with the left-handed kid from North Florida, is they evaluated great. That's the key now. You have to evaluate and not make mistakes, mainly because, like you said, you're giving guys money. And if you're giving it, you know, venture capitalists, you got to make the right decisions because you want a return on your money. And if you get it and the guy leaves, fine. But if you get it and you get buy-in from players and you win, you're going to generate more NIL money, and you might be able to match whatever, you know, Brian Amunik, they wanted the red shirt last year. They were forced to play him. He went in. He did some really good things. He ended up getting, I think, $250,000 from Wichita State. If we had that kind of money, I think Vance would have matched it. But I don't think he had that much. If he had a couple million more, he's going to say, you know what, Brian? You like it here. I like you. We'll give you the same. We'll give you $250,000. Well, that's what it's come down to now.
Jack, last thing for you, to be continued as always. I have not heard anything different about the makeup of the roster from the last time we talked about it. Anything at all changed, as far as you know? With the grouping?
I think they only have one scholarship available, and I think they're going to hold it because you never know, at the last minute what happens, or sometimes even at a mid-year type thing where you could find somebody. So I think they're going to hold. They have, I believe, 14 guys on the roster. Vance, when he spoke to the timeout club board, gave a two deep at each position that he was pleased with. And, you know, if you've got two deep at each position, that gives you 10 guys you think you can count on. As long as, they come through, as long as they buy in, then the one thing Vance really had at Clovis West was buy-in. Now, he had buy-in from kids because he had known them from the fourth grade, and he had probably coached a lot of their fathers. But if he can get that buy-in, and that's what he's been able to do in the past, then I think we do have a roster that can compete and win games.
Well, we will find out, and certainly, like I said, this is the waiting period. Again, Tom Petty, the waiting is the hardest part, and that's where we're at right now. Jack, always appreciate it. Again, FertigJack@AOL.com or 559-287-3305. Join the Timeout Club if you can. Jack, I appreciate it. Certainly be in touch, my friend. Take care.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, Jack Fertig will take a break, come back, tell you about the schedule, hand it off to Phil. He's got the full 3 hours for you. The Giants have already played today. We'll get you caught up on that. Everything else after the break as the Bulldog Hour continues on this Wednesday on Central Valley Sports Leader, 1430 ESPN. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. 251. 3 or 4 minutes ago on the show. Hand it off to Phil. His outstanding show behind the bench. Full 3 hours today. The Giants played earlier today. Gets caught up on that in just a moment. But again, I want to remind you, if you're on your way home right now, a little bit early, or looking at a late lunch, or maybe just planning what you're going to do on the way home. And by the way, Clovis Dave, I'm glad I heard from you. I will email you privately about your response to me. I appreciate it, Bison. But if you have a chance, stop by the local KFCs. Please do so. Again, they have the great deal going on right now. The $7 Phillips are back for a limited period of time. That means you can choose from crispy chicken, tasty tenders, or the classic famous bowl, each with a drink, sides, and sweet pie poppers, just $7. Also, you can top it off with the new peaches and cream sweet lightning soda. That's at any of the local KFCs in Fresno, Clovis, Selman, Kerman. And also keep in mind, on Tuesdays, you still have the great $10 eight-piece bucket deal. That's 8 pieces dark meat, chicken, or the original recipe tenders. So check that out. And again, if you stop by the local KFCs, tell them thanks for being part of the Bulldog Bread Collective. It's very, very much appreciated at Fresno State as they work like another several businesses we talk about every day on the air toward the solution at Fresno State as far as trying to balance things with NIL monies coming in. And one more time, you have the university and that $20.5 million budget, but then you have the separate NIL monies. It is a very, very expensive proposition in this day and age, and so we really appreciate company like KFC, the local operators, jumping aboard to help out the best they possibly can. Tell you about the schedule right now, courtesy of our pal Ed Dunkel, his great business, Precision Civil Engineering. Again, planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management. It's all there under one roof, 449-4500 or precisioeng.net for more information. And beginning on the 23rd of August, Bulldogs open up, I think as you know by now, in Lawrence, Kansas. Game will be on Big Fox. We look forward to it, and it will be the start of year number 5 of Engineering Yardage, the great fundraiser that Ed has for Fresno State football, all athletics through the Lyles College of Engineering. Again, the goal is to unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. What Ed does is for every yard gained through the air for the last 4 years, this will be year number 5. A donation is made to the Lyles College of Engineering at Fresno State to benefit those students. And so we look forward to year number 5, and we'll certainly talk to Ed about it if he has an opportunity between now and the 23rd of August. As far as the lineup goes, Phil, normally 3 to 6 Monday through Friday with his great show Behind the Bench, including Thursdays at Fashion Furniture. Their good friend Rod Avedikian, best furniture on the planet. They have another terrific sale going on, an anniversary sale right now. Check things out. El Paso across from River Park. Great conversation at Phil's show on Thursdays. Good eats as well. And then the best furniture on the planet. Again, stop by Fashion Furniture, El Paso across from River Park. We are with you at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. You can reach me, tdad1 at att.net. T-D-A-D, the number 1, at att.net. Everything for the station, 1430 ESPN, Fresno.com. You find the live links and podcasts there. Keep in mind, you can always reach Phil on the LeesAir.com hotline, 559-320-1430. That's also how we bring up the guests for all the local shows. And speaking of local shows, Paul Metter's fine show, Central Valley Sports Report, returns after a summertime hiatus, returns Saturday. We've already had, great interest in everything going on, and on the 9th of August, you will have Paul back 10 a.m. to noon from First Ring Sports. So a lot going on. He'll get you all caught up, and then he will take you all the way through the high school, JC, and college season. So we look forward to that each and every Saturday on 1430. The other reminders here, one more time, BulldogBread.com, the very important NIL monies I just talked about. Any donation, big or small, any sponsorship idea, Marcus McMarion wants to hear from you. BulldogBread.com, bread as in on the table, BREAD.com. If you specify a sport, he'll make sure your monies go to that sport. All right, the other reminders here, I mentioned what happened earlier today, the Giants tying it up in the 8th, scoring a couple more in the 9th. So after losing 6, 2 3-game sweeps at home, they lost. They go on the road, play the same two teams, the Pirates and the Mets, and the Giants win 4-6. Go figure, they come home to play the Nationals, who, by the way, are playing the A's right now, in about 45 minutes. They are currently in the middle of a 4-game series with the A's back in D.C., so the Nationals are going to wrap up after they have a 3:45 today over on 790 with the A's broadcast, of course, and a morning game tomorrow, and then the Nationals will have to fly all the way cross-country to play the Giants at Oracle on Friday. Giants are a long shot to make the playoffs, but all they can do is look at the Al Davis, just win, baby, and hope for the best. So we'll see if they can pull something out of, let's say, their hat after this terrible homestand was now a memory after winning 4-6 on the road. All right. Thanks again to Jorge. Thanks to Jack Furtig. Thanks, of course, to the sponsors at Dunkel Precision Civil Engineering, Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, the local operators at KFC and Fresno, Clovis, Selman, Kerman, and Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. Thanks to one and all. Phil is coming up for the full 3 hours. Give him a call, 559-320-1430. We will talk to you with Matt Norville tomorrow on this show. This is KFIG Fresno.